Here at the 2013 National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention at the American Farm Bureau Federation booth, I'm with Mace Thornton, who is Executive Director of Communications for AFBF. And we've got a convention coming up here very, very shortly. Tell us about the upcoming Farm Bureau annual meeting.
It is the second week of January, and it is in San Antonio, Texas. So we're expecting anywhere from, I'm guessing, around 6,000 people or so from across the country, all types of farms, all types of crops coming to converge on San Antonio, where they will get to meet their old acquaintances. They will come together and help us to set our policy on our national issues that we work on for the coming year.
How important is it, you know, how would you encourage members of the media to attend the Farm Bureau Convention? Why do you think that's important for them to be there?
Well, this is the culmination of our annual grassroots policy development process. We take a lot of pride at Farm Bureau in the ability of the positions that we have all start at the county level with individual farmers, and those policy positions make their way up through the process to the state level. Those with national implications make it to our meeting. So it really is, the old cliche is watching the sausage being made, right? But I mean, this really is amazing how farmers from all different types of farms, all different areas of the country, can come together and agree on policy positions. We actually have a book every year that we publish that kind of serves as our, that does serve as our roadmap on the activities that we undertake on Capitol Hill with the administration on the regulatory front. So it's really kind of a miracle to see all that policy work taking shape and guiding the national organization.
And there's so much there for the meeting. We're talking about 6,000 people, and they're from every state. And there's just so much, especially if we get or don't get a farm bill at this point, major issues for the media to cover. Speaking of the media, your new job, Mace, how you like it?
So far, it's going very well. I really have grown into the position of working really specifically on public policy issues, that being our primary mission, to help communicate those positions with the members of the news media. And we've gotten a lot more strategic in regard across the board at Farm Bureau about how we are managing the issues that we work on. So we busted down some silos. This is kind of inside baseball stuff. But busted down some silos, you know, coming across, taking the expertise that each of the departments has to offer, coming around and talking strategy about how to look at those issues instead of just implementing tactics.
Well, I think that, I mean, for as long as I started out in Farm Bureau in my career, and it seems like Farm Bureau has always been on the cutting edge, I would say, of communicating and making sure you get the information out. Is there anything you feel like you have to do differently or anything new? Because you're still doing some of the same things that you were doing at Newsline, which I think is really important. But is there anything, any ways that you're doing things differently?
Well, you know, of course, we are very much looking at our members as being helping us in our mission because of social media, because of the many different blog platforms that a lot of them have. They're very good communicators. They're very skilled. They have that grassroots, on-the-farm wholesomeness and all the credibility that comes with that. So we try to work with them to provide them that, you know, it's not about messages anymore. It's about providing good information that does have some, you know, talking points, but that they can take and not necessarily repeat like a parrot, but build their own personal stories around. Because that's what it's all about, is their ability to relate to the public, to their lawmakers, as individual farmers and ranchers, and telling their stories.
Well, because every year at the convention, you have a communications area of award for the state farm bureaus. And it seems like, I know I've judged those before, and they definitely are getting a lot more, I think, sophisticated in their communications techniques. Would you agree?
I would agree, because everybody realizes, especially, you know, even at a State Farm Bureau organization, even the smaller ones that we have, everybody has kind of gotten into the idea, the mindset, that everybody's kind of a media company these days, you know? We don't have those same gatekeepers that control or able to determine what gets aired in the public venue and what isn't. So when we have good stories to tell, we are not afraid to do that, and we're telling them across platforms.
And it's easier now for a state Farm Bureau, like you said, the smaller ones that don't have that much money. It's not like they have to have invest in a lot of TV equipment or, you know, that kind of thing. They can really get out there with a very minimal investment.
The value of good, steady, hard communicating grassroots members is invaluable. And all of our state Farm Bureaus know that, and they have ramped up that outreach effort because of that.
Great. Well, we are looking forward to the annual meeting in San Antonio. I'd like to encourage everybody to registration's open. Make sure you register early and register often for the AFBF annual meeting. Here at the NAFB annual meeting in Kansas City, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.